Algernon, thank you so much for joining us for the Monday Business Watch. Now, this week we are talking about what has become an annual event, the Spaceport America Cup.
This week was the third annual rocketry competition at the spaceport. This competition actually goes back to 2006. It used to be held in Green River, Utah, in this nice open space. But in 2017, Spaceport America partnered up with the organization that manages this competition and said, let's rebrand it and bring it out to the spaceport.
Who is going to this competition?
There are awards in about 9 different categories based on the kinds of rockets, the kind of fuels they use, the altitudes that they reach. It's a competition that brings together teams of college students, graduate and undergraduate students from all over the world. There were 14 countries. 120 teams had registered, although it's 113 had actually put on exhibits. So it started with a day of exhibitions at the Las Cruces Convention Center. Then they moved up to the spaceport, and over about 3 days, they did rocket launches that were judged based on their mission objectives, how the flight went, and also recovery after the missile goes up. Of course, it goes down and they have to recover it and inspect how it held up.
Now, you mentioned in your reporting that it's not just a contest. There's also research being done during this week.
Correct. There's actually 2 contests. So there's the rocketry competition, and at the same time, there's also a payload challenge. Payload is something that you put onto a rocket before you launch it. And the payloads are judged based on engineering or scientific objectives. And so these rocketry teams are actually bringing along scientists, people who are actually engaged in serious research, because the spaceport has an unusual facet to it in that they have access to this restricted airspace. It's adjacent to the White Sands Missile Range, and so there are no commercial flights, and you can fly things at very high altitudes. And so you have people putting on these rockets things like high-resolution cameras, devices that take air samples to study particles, to study microorganisms in the air. There's a team from Poland that had some bees. They wanted to launch these bees and to see what effects altitude had on honey and bee production. There's some amazing state-of-the-art research that's taking place and being published as a result of science at these competitions.
Okay, now, not only research and a competition, but there's also recruiting that happens as well during this week. What can you share about that?
Oh, yes. I talked to the director of technology at Space Dynamics Laboratory. This is a nonprofit research center at Utah State University. He made no bones about it. They are recruiting. They have hired people directly from the teams presenting at these competitions. In addition to that, you have people who have participated in these competitions starting their own companies in propulsion, cybersecurity, satellite technology, and more. And the organizer of the competition tells me that professional resumes are now listing missions and projects run at these competitions as part of their professional resumes. So it's enhancing the prestige and the value of this event.
Spaceport America is a taxpayer-owned spaceport. Mm-hmm. So what does the public really need to be aware of in regards to like public investment and this competition? Mm-hmm. And other things that are happening in Spaceport.
So the Spaceport alone is nearly $250 million public investment. And there's additional public money invested in the research that goes on at facilities out at the spaceport. And there's an interesting thing for us to keep an eye on in terms of transparency, because you have a nexus here where you have public money invested either through the spaceport or through foundations like Space Dynamics Laboratory, which is a nonprofit attached to a university. You also have private companies investing their capital in research and development. And finally, you have military research and development. Now, obviously, military research and development, they don't want to talk a whole lot about what they're working on. Private companies have proprietary interests. They're concerned for competition. That creates this space where there's less sunshine. There's potential for corruption. There's potential for waste, fraud, and abuse in places where the public can't get its eye in and where journalists can't get in there to illuminate. And so it's just something to be very aware of is the economics of this development as they pertain to transparency and policies that affect the lives of the public.
Speaking of that, now this is also touted as an economic development event for communities nearby.
We're talking about thousands of people who come to visit Las Cruces and Sierra County for a week. They're staying in hotels, they're eating out. There's that economic development, which is significant. It's millions of dollars. There's also the more long-term economic development in terms of what's happening industry-wide. You have students who are bringing a level of scientific expertise that's pushing industry and are contributing to a greater industry, more of the kind of specialized high-paying jobs that Sierra County and Doña Ana County certainly would welcome.
Thanks a lot for updating us, and we will talk with you next week.
Ciao.